Nexo confirms its return to the U.S. market. Nexo has returned to the United States. The company's U.S. Chief Operating Officer, Milan Neistat, confirmed the move in an interview with Scott Melker, posted to Nexo's official account on August 7, 2026, framing it around a familiar pitch: Bitcoin holders borrowing against their coins instead of selling them. The announcement matters because of where Nexo has been. The lender wound down its U.S. operations in late 2022 and reached a $45 million settlement with the SEC and state regulators in early 2023 over its Earn Interest product. That exit pulled Nexo's borrowing, earning, and card offerings out of reach for American users. A return reopens the door, though the interview stopped short of listing which products come back and when. The pitch is borrowing, not spending. Neistat's framing centered on crypto-backed loans, accessing cash against holdings like Bitcoin without triggering a taxable sale. That is Nexo's core business and the most likely first product to relaunch, since it is the feature the interview actually discussed. The Nexo card, which lets users spend against a credit line collateralized by their crypto rather than selling it, is a natural extension of that same borrowing model, but was not named in the announcement. For U.S.-based readers, that distinction is the whole story right now. A confirmed market return is not the same as a confirmed card launch. Until Nexo publishes a U.S. product list with eligibility and state coverage, treat the card's availability as unconfirmed. Regulatory backdrop has shifted Nexo's re-entry lands in a more accommodating U.S. environment than the one it left. Federal crypto legislation has been inching forward, even as the Clarity Act vote slipped past the Senate's summer recess. Several firms that had retreated from or avoided the U.S. are now testing re-entry, betting that clearer rules reduce the enforcement risk that drove the earlier exits. That backdrop explains the timing, but does not remove the practical hurdles. State-by-state money transmission and lending rules still shape which products a crypto lender can offer and where, which is often why back in the U.S. arrives in stages rather than all at once. Steps for cardholders to watch: anyone who held a Nexo card before the exit or wants one now should wait for specifics rather than act on the interview alone. The signal's worth tracking. An official U.S. product page named State Availability, updated terms on the credit line and any card, and confirmation of which assets can back a loan. A crypto collateralized card also carries the standard risk that a sharp drop in the pledged asset can force repayment or liquidation, so the loan-to-value terms will matter as much as the rewards.